Hello, everyone.
Let me
Undo the recording. All right, so Betsy is going to be answering Q&A inside the Q&A. So here's what I suggest everyone do. I'm going to walk us through an amazing orientation. I'm going to get you guys really kicked off. I'm going to go through some of the things, repeat some things you've already heard because we have so many new people here. We had I think at last count, like I don't obsess over the numbers, but we've had over 2,200 people. So this is amazing. It's not a record. So for all of you who are like, what? We have actually brought in more newbies than that before. But it's still just, it's crazy. So anyway, so good. I just know you guys are going to enjoy it. We do everything we can to make sure that your experience with us is, we have a word that we use. We call it lush. Our goal is always, how are we giving our members lush experiences? So if everybody will just lower your hand, because I'm not necessarily going to be doing coaching today, we're going to see how much stuff we get through. So let me give you a couple of housekeeping tips for this is that if you are here, save your questions. Unless, like, if you hear me talking about something, you can populate it in the Q&A. Betsy's going to be answering questions in the Q&A as they come in. But the things that we're going to cover today are just how do you best get started, your mindset. We're going to do the 60-day goal planning. So if you have your planner, you can use that. If not, don't sweat it. If you don't have a planner yet, or you haven't like printed one for yourself, you can just use a sheet of paper today. I highly recommend that you take notes like your life depends on it. That's what I always tell people. Or that you would like to be taking notes so much that you would rip a hole in the paper. The other thing is if the chat is distracting for you, the easiest way to manage the chat is to minimize it and then come prepared to coaching calls with sticky notes. And then you just put a sticky note right over where the little bubble pops up because for some of you, the chat is super helpful. It's how you commune, it's how you connect, especially for all of our members who are not in Facebook. So we have probably about 30% of all the members don't even belong to Facebook. Their community is on these calls. This is where they come to talk to people if they want to talk to people. So this is why we support the chat. Now, for some of you, it's highly distracting. It like gets you off your jam and all that kind of stuff. So there's a way that you can take care of yourself by just simply taking the chat down and then putting a little sticky note over it, and then it's not in your eyesight anymore. All right, so let's start with me sharing my screen. Okay. And then, whoops. Okay. So let me know in the, where'd my little board go? Let me know in the chat if you guys can see the screen okay. Well, you can't let me know in the chat, so I can't find the chat. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yes. Everybody can see the screen? Awesome. All right. Let's do this. So this is the No BS kickoff call. We are going to talk all things No BS and how to best get started today. Number one, that is the first thing we're going to do is what are the best ways for you to get started, y'all? The very first things as a newbie, and now I do want to say this, a lot of you are our current members who are come, like, you know, you're coming to this call because like, everybody, I just think about this. We all love a reset. We all love like, oh my gosh, if I could just wipe it all away and start over, this is what I would do. I think that that's a healthy mindset sometimes. It's like no matter whether or not you're being successful or maybe you've been struggling, maybe you got set behind by COVID, you're just coming back to us and all kinds of stuff. There's nothing wrong with doing that. I love to do that myself. So be thinking today about like, you know what? Today is just the first day. Today is the first day of the progress and the goals that I'm fixing to set. Whether I've been here forever, whether I have been here for literally since midnight last night, I was the last woman in the group. So these are the first things to do. Number one is orientation. Everybody needs to go through their orientation, including members that have been here a while. We have changed the orientation. We have included what it is to be a no BS woman. This is not just your mama's orientation of like, make sure you click here, make sure you do this. This is more about the mindset you need to know in order to like take a big deep breath in and blow out a lot of bullshit, a lot of being scared, a lot of overwhelm, a lot of like chaos that's going on in the world. So you do your orientation, and then at the end of orientation, if you're brand new, here's what happens. The moment you finish, you get the rest of the membership opened up. If you are a current member, you already have access to everything. If you are a brand new member, you will not be able to see the No BS course, and you won't be able to see anything inside the membership until every orientation video is watched and the lessons are marked complete. Please notice over here of this giganto bright pink in your fucking face button. Mark lessons complete as you complete things throughout the entire courses. What we do is we put what we call little surprises and Easter eggs in some of the lessons. So as you mark things finished, other things come up for you. You get unlocked to new things. So make sure you're always marking your lessons complete when you take them. So first up, orientation. I'm going to click each button as a finish. Then the rest of the website is going to open up for me so that I can see all of the No BS course. I can see the training calendar. I can see all the things. Your next step, once you finish orientation, is to ignore everything that you see and go immediately to No BS and do module one. Everybody's goal is to get module one done now. Not when you feel like it, not like when it sounds good, not like, ooh, module three looks so much more interesting. No. Module one is where everyone starts, and here's why. This is where I talk about the basics, but I talk about them in a more richer way than you would have gotten in the podcast or in the challenge. These, and for all of my current members, these are brand new versions of it. We have changed some things. I have gone through and for the last few months, meticulously studied what you guys need most to make weight loss easy. So I have simplified the concepts, made them more digestible, but I also talk about them helping you overcome some of that old shitty thinking you have around them. I start telling you things to watch out for that are going to come up and how to make sure that you can overcome it. So what I really did in this version for all of you is make sure that I'm not just teaching you a concept, but I'm teaching you how to shift your perspective on yourself and on your abilities so that you can believe in yourself more, you can commit faster, and you can experience success so much faster. Okay. So now you're going to go through No BS module one. So step one, what are we doing? We're doing orientation. We're going to mark our lessons complete. We're moving on to No BS module one. What are we doing? We're going to listen. We're going to take the notes like a son of a bitch. We're going to do the worksheets. They're all in the lessons. And then we're going to mark each lesson complete, because when you get through module one of No BS, guess what you get? You get a little Easter egg surprise. You get access to the Facebook group. That is when the Facebook group invite comes. I do not let you into the Facebook group anymore, ever again, until you've done your No BS module one, so that when you go into the group, you're not wondering what we're all talking about. You're not sitting there going like, oh shit, all these women know so much more than me. They're like advanced. I don't want you going to the Facebook group until you know some shit so that you can start asking the right questions. You can already have some of the fundamentals. It makes it better for your experience. So that Facebook invitation will come to you in your email. Speaking of email, everyone please, make sure that you are, I don't care if you've been here forever or if you've been here a day, go to your inbox. We email you every week. We email you regularly. If you haven't been hearing from us, I'm landing either in your spam, your junk, or your promotions tabs. It would be great if you would just go to your inbox, search for support@pnptribe.com. That's where our emails are coming from. Or you can search my name, Corinne, C-O-R-I-N-N-E, Crabtree, C-R-A-B-T-R-E-E. Search your inbox. If it's in the wrong place, you need to drag and drop it into your inbox. Whatever platform you use for email, you just need to tell them, I want those. Stop thinking my good stuff that I pay for is junk. That's a no. MSN and Gmail and whoever else you guys have got, okay? So you want to make sure you do that. That is where your Facebook invite will come. You can join the Facebook group. You will read the rules. You will follow the rules. I am unapologetic in the Facebook group on muting your ass, taking your ass out, and sending you messages when you break the rules. They're very simple. They're not complicated. The golden rule in the Facebook group is don't be an asshole. If you disagree with someone, fucking scroll on by. If you think somebody shouldn't have said something, you report it. You ain't Barney Fife. Your job is not to go in there and police. I have amazing people who work in that group almost 24/7 who will take care of everything. If you're having a bad day where you might be sitting around wanting to just be a little bitchy, it's a no. You need to tell yourself, you know what? Today's not my day to go and tell everybody my opinions. Nah. We do weight loss in there. Now, we're compassionate. You can have you a bad day and want coaching on it. And everybody can have their views. But we're here to lose weight. We're here to learn how to manage our emotions. And we are here to learn how to feel better. That is what we do here. So I just want everybody to feel really safe that when you're ready to talk about weight loss, when you're ready, like if your animal dies and you need people to talk to, if you're like looking at your body every day and feeling like shit about it, you got a place to talk about all this without other people telling you you're wrong. You shouldn't say those things. So remember, Facebook is the place where we go and we talk. Facebook is the place that we commune. This is where you get to see your peers. There, and for all of my newbies, there are a lot of success stories that pour through there. People in this group experience all kinds of successes. You're going to see people doing it. And when you see success and your brain wants to go to some horseshit about you, about how you don't like it, it's a trigger, whatever, you need to use that as an opportunity to say, no, I can be happy for her while I'm figuring out my shit. I can see success and ask the question, here's where I struggle. What did you do? You get the opportunity to learn and you get the opportunity to practice not comparing and then despairing over it. The last thing is that when you finish the entire no BS, the entire thing, you will get the no BS entire course in the podcast format. We don't give it to you in podcast format in the beginning because I prefer you to watch the videos because the worksheets are in there and you can mark your lessons complete. It allows me to know that you're getting it done so that if I see, you know, in 6 weeks, I look and Susie over here has, she stopped looking at her lessons somewhere in the middle of module 3. I know to reach out to Susie. So we want to make sure that you are finishing up your no BS so that by the time you're done, you get it in your podcast format. And then you can take it anywhere and you can listen to the lessons over and over and over again. But the course itself has its own podcast, just like this call will be in the live trainings podcast for all of you. All of you already have that. That was in your orientation. So we're doing orientation. We're marking our lessons complete. Then we get the no BS and the entire world opens up to us. We're going to do module 1 and we're going to mark our lessons complete. Then we're going to get invited to the Facebook group where we're going to love and we're going to be sitting there and doing all the chatter and all the things. That is where you talk to people, but you study in the membership. You chat in Facebook, you study in the membership. And then when you finish the entire no BS and mark all your lessons complete, you get the no BS podcast to take around all over the world with you. All right. Now, if you have questions, here's how to get support. This is our community team. So we have Heidi, bottom left. If anybody wonders, please take a look at that lady. That would be my mother. My mother is the person who many of you have probably already talked to. She answers so many of the customer service stuff. Miss Dina is up. Wait a minute. I'm going in the wrong direction. Miss Missy is next to my mom. And then we have Dina. And then we have Mary Jo at the top. And we have Vern at the bottom. This is the community team. These are the people who live and breathe in our Facebook group. You've probably already talked to a lot of them. They also help out in the customer support. So if you ever need us, you can email us at support@pnptribe.com, or you can ask questions in the Facebook, and these are the ladies that are going to take care of you. Then when you want coaching, this is the coaching team, and this is the people who are going to be helping you. The four over here, these are the coaches that you will see on most of the coaching calls. They are the ones that are in the chat. They are also our, if you're around for a while and you find that you want private coaching, maybe you've got something that a lot of times people want private coaching when, let's say you have an estranged child and this is really hemming you up and you want to work on that. We have a private coaching feature for everybody if you ever want to use it. It is an upgrade. I mean, it's definitely an upgrade to your stuff, but we do weight loss in the membership, but we do have private coaching for anybody who needs to work on really specific things that have been bothering them. So those are the coaches that handle all of that. And then here's me and Maya. We are more like the big group coaching. Maya lives and breathes our Ask Coaches feature. So whenever you want to ask a question of a coach, she's the one who's going to be answering you probably 80% of the time. And then you have me around I'm everywhere. Let's just face it. There's no bounds for Corinne. All right. The weekly flow. This is my best suggestions for a weekly flow. Number one is on Sundays at 6 a.m. Why does it say 6 a.m.? Oh yeah. 6 a.m. Central Time. The No BS Weekly goes out. So newbies, you did not get one today because you don't need one the first week. You're getting other emails. For all the rest of the members and for newbies starting next week, on Sundays at 6 a.m., you're going to get the No BS Weekly. That is our weekly newsletter where we tell you, here are the things we're working on this week. Here are the live coaching calls. And then we usually put some kind of a spotlight in there where we highlight maybe a really good conversation that happened in Facebook or a call that we think everybody should listen to. We'll say, like, this particular call addresses this issue. If you have the time, you should listen. So we try to make our No BS Weekly something that you guys like can read and be able to, like, all right, this is what I'm doing for this week in my weight loss. The next thing I suggest is you set up times to watch your No BS videos in your calendar. A lot of times we're just going to get to it when we want to. I would look at my weekly calendar, honestly. I would do like I do. This is why I get so much success and stuff. I did it this morning. I looked at my week and I plugged in my self-development. I made sure that I knew when I was doing it and what I was doing. So I just highly recommend from the get-go, you decide when are you going to, you know, listen to your lessons. Where's these 10 to 15 minute slots that you're going to like pull out? You might be somebody who's going to take, you know, a 10 minute lesson a day, or maybe you are someone who is going to listen to 5 lessons on a Saturday, all in a row, whatever it is. I just want you to schedule it in your calendar and set an alarm and get into the habit of showing up for the program with a decision that you are all in. Don't just leave it to chance. Like, well, I'm going to get to it when I can. Well, I'm going to do it whenever I find time. It's a no. The next thing is you can take a look at the training calendar. So I've set up my No BS lessons for the week. Now I'm going to go to the training calendar and I'm going to look at all the optional calls available to me this week. We do lots of live calls every single week. All of our live calls are a little different, but they're there to help you. So like tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Central Time, the Module 1 No BS worksheet call is going to happen. This is where a coach is going to show up and they're going to teach the worksheet. They're going to like say, like, tell me what answers you guys are getting it, and I'm going to coach you guys. So you want to make sure that you are looking at the calendar. You know, sometimes we have binge calls. So for all of my binge eaters, you might see like, ooh, on this day, Corinne's going to be coaching binging. I binge. I want to put that on my, as one of the optional calls that I want to attend live so that I might get coached or I can answer a question. All right. The training calendar is on the website. So when you log in, everybody do this, get your pen and get ready. I want you to write this down. www.pnptribe.com. And then next to it, I want you to put a fucking huge star. That's where weight loss happens. That's where everything lives. The training calendar lives there. The video replays live there. The no BS lives there. Everything you need to know lives there. The only thing that doesn't live there is chitter chatter. It's not a place where you're going to go and talk to people. But if you want to ask a coach a question, you can. If you want to find out about live events, you can. Everything is there. Log in. Don't wonder where stuff is. Here's what I would do. I would log in, click on some buttons, and see what the fuck's in there. And don't think you got to do it all. You don't have to do it all, but when I get a new program, you know what I do? I click a few buttons to see what's there, to see what's interesting, and I don't think I have to do it all today. I just like to know I have opportunities ahead of me. So, Sunday mornings, you're getting your No BS Weekly. Next, you get your damn calendar out, and you're like, here is when I'm doing my No BS this week. This is when I know I'm going to show up for Corinne. Next, I'm going to check the training calendar. I'm going to look at what calls I'd like to go to. I'm going to plug them little son of a bitches right in my calendar right now. If I want to go live, I'm going to put them in my calendar. This takes me all, like, of what? 3 minutes? 3 minutes on a Sunday morning. Then the rest of the week, attend live or watch the replay or skip it. That's your three options. So when you look at the training calendar, you'll be like, I don't even have kids. Why would I go to a parenting call? So it's a no. I don't have to put it on my calendar. I don't have to attend live. I don't, when the replay comes, it's a no for me. I just skip that shit. But anything that looks like it's relevant to me, I want to put it on my calendar. So if you're going to do replays and you see something interesting, put on your calendar. This is the day I listen to some replays. And these are the ones I saw on the calendar I would like to listen to. It's literally that simple. This is like pick and choose. It's like deciding, this is the night that my husband and I are, this is what Chris and I do. Hey, what night are we going to watch movies? We put it on our calendar. You know what we do? We go to Netflix. We look through. We don't go like, oh my God, I got to watch all these movies. Why do they keep adding movies? I didn't even watch the last ones from last week. I'm just like, oh, that looks good. Let's check that one out. That's all you got to do. Now, the last thing is if you have questions, you've got Ask Coaches to use if you want coaching. You've got Facebook if you want to ask your peers questions. If you want a link to something, the Facebook group is a great place to go for links to things, suggestions from your peers on how they're doing stuff. If you're stuck on something and want ideas, this is a good time to do it. All right? Remember, when you complete module one of No BS, that is when you get access to the Facebook group sent to you in your email. So we're doing it together for everyone. I don't care if you've been here a day or 2 years. We're going to be doing No BS together from now until the end of October. This is how it's going to work. This is a suggested schedule. This does not mean that you have to go this fast. It also doesn't mean you got to wait on us. But when I'm planning for, 12,000 people, I don't even know how many, I think there's 11,000 of you now. When I'm planning for all of us, here's what I think. What's the best way for us to get this done? If I was going to plan and give a lot of people like an average pace that would be easily tweaked to fit someone's needs who wanted to go faster or someone's needs who wanted to go slower, what would it be? So that we can cover all the things. This is what I came up with. This week, we're going to focus on the basics. We're going to take 1 week to go through module one. The reason why we're only taking a week is because the majority of you, either if you've been here a while, you probably did the 21-day challenge where we were already deep diving into the basics. Or you came in through the challenge where you did a week where I introduced you to all of them. So we don't need to like beat it to a pulp over here. So we're going to take a week to go through module one and we're going to study weight loss basics. That means for you, you're going to watch your videos this week. We're going to have a worksheet call on Monday and then I'm going to coach live on Wednesday. You can go to your training calendar to find out the times for those calls and to get the Zoom link for those calls. We always use this Zoom link, the one that you're on now. And then those replays will be available within 24 hours. so that you can watch them at your leisure or you can attend them live. And then there will be other calls through the week. No BS Module 2, Unlocking Your Diet Brain, will be the weeks of September 27th all the way through October 4th. So we're going to take 2 weeks to unlock your diet brain. This is where we start getting into the part of the program where we discuss how you journal, the think, feel, do cycle, why our brains, how they work, and why they send up so much negativity to begin with. We're going to start learning how to unwind it. What does practicing new thoughts, what does that look like? How do you feel a feeling? A lot of you are here because you eat your feelings instead of feeling them. We're going to talk about what a feeling is, how it works in the body. I do a guided feeling exercise for you in those modules. That will be a module you'll want to go back to over and over and over again. Then module 3, how to stop overeating. That will be the next thing that we'll do. And we will spend 2 weeks on that. And we're spending 2 weeks on that because, again, this is one of those concepts you're all here for. We're going to break down overeating. We're going to do worksheet calls. We're going to do coaching. We're going to do everything around overeating for those 2 weeks. So during those 2 weeks, you go through your program, you will listen to the videos in No BS, and then you'll attend the calls around there that you would like to attend. The last module 4, Staying on Track for Life, we're going to spend the last week of October on that. It's by the time we get there, you'll be in such a role that you don't need as much time on that one. We'll have already done so much of the thought work. We will already have practiced weighing in and stuff. So it will be the cap. So this is how we're going to do it together. You don't need anything special. All of the emails will come to you with all this information. Well, your first email will say, and this week we're doing this. And then this week we're doing this. We suggest you do these things. So everything will be guided for every single person. Each week, the optional calls are themed around the topics. So you can come and you can ask questions, you can get coached, and you can enjoy the worksheet sessions. We have really, our goal is to make No BS so easy for you to digest, to where you are just doing weight loss without it feeling like an effort, to where we are taught, like every lesson talks to you about problems that will come up in your brain and how to think about them. What we're really trying to do is over all this time, like answer all the questions so that you feel like, I really understand my mind. I really understand my hunger. I really understand my eating. I really understand how all this works. And then everything is recorded. Replays will be put in the video replays and in the private member podcast for all of you, usually within 24 hours. So you don't ever have to worry that you're going to miss something or fall behind. And that brings me to warning. Go at your pace. This is just a general schedule, so that you can go faster or slower if you want, but all the calls are archived. They're never going to go away. No BS will be there forever. If you need to take vacation, if next week your baby gets sick for a week and you can't do your stuff, guess what? When you come back, you start where you left off. That's it. You don't have to wait on us and you don't have to keep up with anybody. You just do your lessons. And I promise you, even though, like, say we're doing overeating for 2 weeks, if during that time you can't be at very many of the calls, take a wild guess what happens in this membership. What do you think I've been coaching on for the last 10 years? Every week we talk about overeating. It is not like if you miss one, like, oh my God, I bet that's the last time she ever talks about hunger ever again. That's a fucking no. I will be talking about all the things over and over and over again. And let me just tell you, I'm very happy to. You know what? I feel like a fucking expert. That shit rolls off my tongue now. Give me the gift of asking the question over and over again so that I get to feel like the expert. So it will all come back around to you. You do not have to worry about missing anything. Number 3, making your planner a habit. Do these things. This is the best advice I have for this. This is what works for me and has worked for so many people. Number 1, everybody needs to get their pen out right now and commit to themselves. This is when, for the next 2 weeks, I will make my daily plan and assessment. So for some of you, it's like, I do best if I do it in the morning. I'm going to get up. I'm going to make my plan. I'm going to do it at 6 a.m. It's going to take me 5 minutes. Some of you are like, I don't get up that early. That's a no. You know what? I'm a night owl. I'm going to be doing mine at 9 o'clock in my bed and setting up my food for the next day. That's how I'm going to do it. Doesn't matter when. Here's what matters. You write down a time that fits for you, and then you commit to yourself that for 2 weeks, I'm not switching my time. This is when I'll do it. This is an easy way to, let me ask, somebody fucking tell me, who in here would love to be able to say these words one day? Well, I used to always sit around thinking, you know, I know what to do. I just don't know why I don't do it. I wish I could just want to do it more. If that's you, then how would you like to be the kind of person who says, you know what? Sometimes I don't want to do things, but I've really gotten good at making sure that I get it done anyway. I kind of got over that bullshit of thinking I need to feel like it before I do it. If you're that person, this is the easiest way to start building that skill. Most of you want to start with something like, you know, I'm going to plan to eat carrots around the clock for the next 3 days. I wonder why I don't want to do that shit. Like, ugh. Y'all always want to try to develop your want-to skill or develop the skill of doing it anyway on something epically difficult and hard. That's crap. You know how you build the want-to skill and the, like, I'm going to do it anyway skill? You start with small shit that is not that hard to get yourself to do, that you'll still not want to do it, but it won't be like pulling back your fingernails in order to get it done. So we start with, you know what? I'm going to do my plan every morning at 6 a.m. or I'm going to do it at 9. And then I know for the next 2 weeks, there will be times where I will try to talk myself out of it, but I got 2 weeks. I probably can just write a plan. Even if I just write some shit on there, I'm going to get in the habit of pulling out my planner and writing my shit down. That's what I'm going to be doing. So write down when you're going to do it. Some of you will want to plan in the mornings and assess at night. Some of you will be like me. I plan in the morning and then I assess the previous day at the same time. So I assess, then I plan. You could do it on the same thing in the evening. You can assess in the evening and then plan the next day. Do what sounds like, I think I would like that. That's the perfect one. I promise you, there's not a special time. There's not a special way that's like, oh, if I just knew that one way to get out my planner and do it, I'd probably lose weight for the rest of my life and keep it off. No, there's not. There's just pick a fucking time and commit to it and don't make it dramatic. Next, pick a spot right now where all this shit's going down. So for me, I keep my planner downstairs on my coffee table because I know what my ass does every morning. It plants its happy ass with a blanket right on my couch, right in front of there with a cup of coffee. I don't have to go look for it. My pen is even next to it. So I have a spot where I do all this. Pick your spot and get your brain into the habit of doing it and get your brain, like get your environmental cue set up. This is basic habit conditioning. So just like everybody has this habit of, if I set my ass down on the couch at 8 o'clock at night when kids go to bed in this one spot, suddenly I feel urges. Our brains adapt to everything. Everything. It gets used to all kinds of shit. So we want to adapt it to this. We want to get you, like, I sit in the same place. I use my favorite pen. I, you know, do these things and I do it at this time. After a couple of weeks, your brain will not want to not do it because it's such a habit now. It's starting to like get into your routine. It starts getting cued. It doesn't feel like you have to make yourself do it anymore. I will tell you, on the days when I skip journaling for some reason, I'm like, it's almost harder to skip it. I swear to God, like this week, I planned most days, but there's a couple days I didn't, and it just felt like my morning was off the entire time. That's what you want. You want your habits to become like when you don't do them, that you feel off, so that's like, oh, I really should just do that. That's where we want to build to. Sorry, getting started with your planner. The very first thing I want you to do, so First of all, there are instructions in the planner, very first page. Most people have been missing that. So when you open the planner, the very first page tells you what to do with the pages. I designed this planner not only to support No BS, but to ask questions that were worded in such a way that you would just know how to answer them. There's very few things in here that are very specific to the No BS lessons. There are a couple, and we'll go over that, but the vast majority of it, you could sit down with them. I could give this to somebody, and about 80% of it they could do without ever listening to a lesson. So that's why I designed it like that for you guys. It also supports everything that I teach you in No BS. One of the important skills you guys are going to need in order to lose your weight is to change the relationship you have with yourself, your goals, and your future. We can't be looking back at our past all the time anymore. We can't be talking about ourselves like an asshole anymore. We have to do these things. And so when you go through here and you're like, I don't know if I want to answer these questions about gratitude and why is my goal important? Just know this is done on research on how to get your brain out of the toilet and into the future you. And it's very routine. Your brain has to think about these kinds of things in order for the relationship to actually start changing. If you want to do things, if you want to be like, why don't I remember my goals when I'm sitting on the couch at 8 o'clock at night wanting to eat? Well, part of it is because you don't ever think about it unless you're writing it down every day and telling yourself why it's important. I designed this to help override the bullshit in your head. Do not ignore it. If you ignore the planner, you're ignoring the bullshit in your head that keeps you eating. So the very first thing you do is you do your stats tracker. It's self-explanatory. Guys, decide how big that gift to your future self is going to be. I talk about it in the videos. I want you to just do your stats tracker. And if it's hard and difficult for you, I want you to just tell yourself, it's okay. It's only hard and difficult right now because I'm thinking things about myself that I'm going to unlearn in this program. That's where I would start. That is the only reason why you're going to feel bad is because you're thinking things about yourself that you are going to unlearn in this program. Next is you're going to complete the monthly tracker or the monthly plan. Self-explanatory. What do you look forward to learning this month? What are three things that might get in your way? I designed this monthly plan so that you can take a look at, like, I'm going to focus on one thing this month. I'm going to, you know, make sure that I understand what might get in my way ahead of time so I can plan for that stuff rather than going like, hot damn, I'm going to lose weight, blah, 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 and expect everything has to be perfect in order for that to happen. We are anticipating imperfection. That's what we're going to do. For all of you, the planner ship, when you order your planner, it only ships during the business days, but we already do expedited shipping. It's 2-day shipping for everyone. I keep seeing it over here with the planner. I just want you to know it's 2-day shipping. So a lot of you are already getting your planners. The next thing you're going to do is pick a day of the week that you'll do your weekly plan, like Sundays. I do all of my weekly plans on Sundays. So that's when you do your weekly plan. Again, your weekly plan just asks you the obvious questions. It gets you thinking about how you're going to set your week up. Now, when you do the monthly plan and then the weekly plan, there may be a couple things that are redundant, but let me just ask you this. If you've been in the duder forever, is it going to hurt you to do it twice in the very beginning? It's probably a really good reminder of some stuff. So then each week you're just doing the weekly plan. Every Friday, complete the weekly weigh-in and assessment. If you are in the Facebook, we also have a weigh-in thread where you can post some of the things that happened and you can ask some questions and see what other people are working on. So if you want to use that, you can, but otherwise you just do the weekly weigh-in and assessment. And if you have things on here when you weigh in and you're like, need some help and some coaching on, guess what? Either come to a call, look up a call or ask in the Facebook, hey, does anybody know of a coaching call where Corinne addressed this? Or go to Ask Coaches and ask your question. Then the last thing that you're going to do is each day, you'll do your 24-hour plan and then you'll do your habit tracker. The habit tracker is just a neat feature for all of you who like little check boxes and all that kind of stuff. it's just a neat way for you to be able to see like, oh, this is how often I'm on plan. This is how often I'm not on plan, so that you have at the end of the month, you'll have your percentages and you'll know what to work on the next month. It just makes it real crystal. Here's the areas I need to work on. All right. Instructions for how to use the No BS Planner are also in the front, so don't forget that. And then there's journal and discovery worksheets. Journaling is introduced in Module 2 of No BS. So you do not need to use the journaling worksheets in the back until you've gone through Module 2. You don't have to journal every single day. I like to tell people, you know, if you want to pick something you want to be working on, you'll notice we have journaling prompts in here. So if you want to work on your diet mentality, if you want to work on your goal weight, overeating, whatever it is, we have 30 days of journal prompts that you can use and write about. But you don't have to worry about the journal stuff until you go through it in Module 2, and that's fine. There's also what we call discovery worksheets at the end. We include these because you're going to overeat. You're going to break your plan sometime. That's okay. That's totally expected. The discovery worksheet, what it does is it highlights the patterns. It highlights the reasons why it's happening so that you know what you need to work on. So if you notice a pattern, I would suggest that you take that, go to the Facebook group or ask coaches like, is there a call that specifically addresses this pattern? Because I really want to start studying just this pattern I'm having. And those, the discovery worksheet, we talk way more in depth about it in Module 3. For now, you can just use them if you want, or if you want to wait till Module 3 to start using them, it's fine. Now, goal setting and ideal day. Here's what I want to say about setting a goal. I want everybody right now to set their 60-day goal. Do not flip out. Do not panic. Do not think, I don't know how. It's too hard for me or whatever. We're going to practice right now picking a fucking number so that you know what you're shooting for. That's it. When you pick the number, it just tells you how to get your shit together between that number and where you are now. Now, I do not want anybody in here picking asshole numbers. You have 60 days. I highly recommend if you have more weight to lose, you can pick somewhere between 10 and 12 pounds. If you have less weight to lose, I would pick somewhere in the next 60 days that you're going to lose 4 to 8 pounds. Pick your poison. Number one, all we're doing is giving yourself an opportunity to pick a number so that as you make your plans, as you're setting your goal, you start building a relationship with it. You start understanding what you're going to need to do in order to get the goal. So every single day in your 24-hour plan, we ask you your weight loss goal this week is. So based on what you pick for 60 days, you'll break that down and you'll know how much weight you need to lose each week in order to get there. Doesn't mean you have to lose that much weight though. The focus isn't really the numbers, guys. We pick one to give us some clarity on where we're going, to give your brain something to tether to. The real focus is everything else that's on here. Envisioning, like, how does that person think? How does that person feel? What kinds of things is she eating at the end of 60 days? You know, is planning easier? Because what is it that she's been doing each day to make planning easier? You know, eating when she's had enough, stopping when she's satisfied, stopping when she's had, you know, right before full. What's making it easier for her? You want to make sure that you do this work, because what that does is like it starts putting you in the mindset of that person so that through the next 60 days, you start pulling little parts of that out and you start practicing them and you start doing them. And you start figuring out which ones are hard and which ones you're going to need coaching over, which ones you're going to need to ask questions, the ones that are going to be the obstacles that you're going to need to overcome and try different things until you find your best solution. That's what setting the goal is all about. So I just want everybody to pick one. That's it. So any questions that stump you, I want you to ask them. Any of the questions, I was like, why did I put this in there? Any of the questions that are on this sheet, if they stump you or you're having a hard time coming up with an answer, You can take it to the Facebook group. You can talk to people over there about it. Crowdsource a lot of ideas. See what No BS Women Before You have wrote down. You could post some in here in the chat right now if you really want to like think about one. If you are an existing member, all the accountability groups, you guys go talk about it, ask questions, crowdsource, brainstorm. And then if you are a solo artist, you're not going to be using accountability groups one day. Maybe you are one of my current members who, you know, does, I don't like Facebook. I don't like doing accountability groups and stuff. I really like working on my own. If you have questions, take it to Ask Coaches. We'll help you out. Now, the next is the ideal day. This is important. All of us get to live the life we want to live if we put our minds to it. But here's the thing. A lot of times when I say that, people are like, oh, you don't know me. I got asshole partner over here. I got this, this, and this. Ideal day is not about ditching people in your lives, quitting your job, just sitting around on the couch. My ideal day would be to lay by my pool 24/7. Well, I got a business to run. It ain't that much fun in January. I'm not going to move to Florida just to be able to do it. So what we do is we think about what is our ideal day given our current life, given the things that we have in our life, because that's not changing. But what can change is how I take care of myself, my routines. I can know when I'm going to work out. I can know when I'm going to wake up. I can do those kinds of things. Guys, you don't even have to work out, but if you do, we put it on there because some of you do. Then you get to start creating all that. Now, that doesn't mean that tomorrow you start living your ideal day. You start envisioning this. You start looking at little things like, you know, I could start with having a realistic morning routine. I could do that for the next 60 days. Then I can start with putting in an evening routine when I'm ready. Don't try to do the entire ideal day in one day. Create the ideal day. Think about it. Pull out the little parts that would be easier to get started now and get into those habits. Experience how good it feels to have some routines you love going. Then once you experience that and you get the hits and the dopamine and all that stuff, you're more likely to want to add other pieces into your day until you have days where you're just like, you know what? I know how to take care of myself. My ideal day is pretty damn good. I take care of myself most days. Every now and then shit hits the fan, and that's okay. Not every day is going to be perfect, but most days I know what I'm doing and I feel pretty good about how I take care of myself now. Here's how to avoid burnout. Avoiding the diet burnout. Number one, y'all stop thinking this is too hard or confusing. Yes, I'm looking at you. There are a lot of you right now who are like, oh, yeah. What do we mean? An ideal day? What's on the social? I don't know how I'm ever going to get this done. Look, start thinking. I'm figuring it out. And then ask for some fucking help on the stuff that's confusing rather than sitting around saying it's confusing. Do you want your kids going to school and just being like, shit, all this is confusing. I'm never going to ask a question. I'm just going to fail. I think I'll just fail my way through school. I bet my parents would love for me to just sit around and be fucking confused and think everything's hard. No, you would not teach your kids that. So don't do it to yourself. Some of y'all need to start parenting yourself just a little bit. We are going to talk about that at the self-love camp, just saying. So start thinking, I'm figuring it out. And then ask for some help. You've got Ask Coaches. You've got Facebook. You have chats. You have coaching calls. You joined the No BS Weight Loss Program. You ain't a Weight Watcher anymore. And you ain't in all them other like horseshit programs that are out there that don't have a place to get help. That is going to be something that's hard for all of you, is to learn how to ask for help. I don't care if you want to be Wonder Woman everywhere else in the world. When you come in here, you are supposed to be working on yourself, which means you're going to need some help. You wouldn't be here if you didn't need help. You'd already been doing it. So ask. Stop thinking I'm behind. I guarantee you, somebody, whoever you are, I'm looking right at you. Somebody is sitting here right now like, oh my gosh, I'm already behind. Somebody's going to listen to this replay and think that they're behind. It's fucking day one. You ain't behind. You know what you are? You are right here in a self-paced program. Corinne made this self-paced program for people just like me. If you ever feel like you're behind, rather than sitting around and wallowing in self-pity, we now become a no BS woman. You know what a no BS woman does? She asks for fucking help. She says, hey, I missed a few lessons. These are the things that are happening. What do y'all think is the best place to start? Or you can wallow in self-pity, one or the other. But I'm just going to tell you, the more you sit around in these self-pity assy diapers, you break out in diaper rash big time. It's not comfortable. I just suggest you don't do it. Stop thinking I fucked up. I guarantee you somebody is sitting here right now and ate their face off last night. Like, oh, diet starts tomorrow. Time for my last supper. Stop thinking I fucked up. And if you are considering for a hot second that tonight is last supper night, it's a no. And you need to tell yourself right now, bitch, you ain't giving up shit like you used to. We get to plan what we want. Why would we need a last supper? Every day is just supper now. So instead of thinking I fucked up, we start thinking it's not as bad as I think. I don't care if you ate your face off last night. I don't care what's going on. Guess what? It's not as bad as you think. You're just freaked out because you're used to beating yourself up, and that's okay. You're here now. I will be drilling in your heads over and over again. Every call, we talk to you guys about when you think this, let's start thinking this way. It is not the impossible. You all get to think in a new way. But it's going to take time. I told you guys for the last few weeks, the skill of weight loss is patience. You're going to have patience with yourself. You have to have patience with the process. You have to have patience with your brain. Your brain, I want to tell all of you this. Whenever you're having doo-doo thoughts, whenever you're flipping your wig and stuff, I want you to envision this little girl in your head. For me, I always envisioned me at 12. And me at 12 was sitting in my sixth grade class, getting bullied so bad with the teacher in the room. I remember this one particular day. It was the last day before Christmas break. I'm sitting in my desk, and this guy, I'll say his name, but y'all don't put it on social because he actually the other day was like, I heard you in one of these videos. Were you talking about me? I hope not. I always thought you were cute. I'm like, that's bullshit. Kevin Walsh, this is what he was doing. Standing on his school desk, chanting, boost, boost, boost. Corinne's ass as big as a boost. Like a caboose of a train. And this went on for the last 30 minutes of class. And all the kids were laughing and staring at me. And all I wanted to do was go home. So when you are flipping out and you are hating yourself and your brain is sending you every signal that this isn't going to work and that you're a fuck up and you're not good enough and whatever horseshit that it wants to bring, I do not want you sitting there and judging yourself for it. I do not want you sitting there. I shouldn't think crazy shit like that. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't judge. I shouldn't blah, blah, blah. I want you to, in those moments, I want you to think about your poor little habit brain. It's the only way she knows how to think right now. And she's just scared. She's just uncertain. She thinks that she can't have her dreams. She's just thinking like she's always thought, based upon probably something people told her when she was a kid, no matter what. And then I want you to come in like an adult. I want you to, you'll learn all this in module two. I want you to come in like an adult with your front part of your brain, the conscious part that thinks on purpose. And I want you to just tell her, it's not as bad as you think. I can help us. Here's what we're going to do. And you just calmly talk to her. You guys, the two parts of you, the future you that you want so bad and who's going to do the things you need to do. And then this part of you who is scared as fuck and doesn't think you can do it. And that's all you've ever known. They got to live together for a long time. You need both of them. You do not be the Kevin Walsh to your poor habit brain. When she's scared and freaking out, do not sit there and dogpile on her. You got to love her. This is the first steps of learning how to love yourself. All right. Next, you stop thinking, I have to do shit. I'm going to just warn everyone. The thing that I see most of you do that is detrimental, like you'll lose a lot of weight and then all of a sudden everything feels like a grind. It's like, I don't know what happened. Like in the very beginning, I was so excited. It was so fun. It was so amazing, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden it's like, cramp, like I'm pulling the teeth to get any of it done. It's just, I need a break. I'm eating on the weekends, all this stuff. Usually comes down to the words, I have to. When you make your plan each day, you never tell yourself, I have to. I have to make a plan. I have to eat this. I have to blah, blah, blah. It is a no. You know what you do? You start thinking, I choose to do this, and here's why. I'm choosing these foods. Here's why I'm choosing these foods. Sometimes, like, you'll say, I choose to, and guess what will happen? You'll notice I choose to eat these foods because I'm afraid of carbs. Bam! Now you know, woo, something to work on. So I want you practicing when you are doing your basics, when you are showing up for yourself, when you are doing all the things, I want you practicing thinking I choose to. And then when you do it, in the beginning especially, over celebrate. Pat yourself on the back for showing up. So like, so good. I'm starting to really, like, I really was paying attention to my hunger today. Like, I noticed I ate a little soon. I noticed I overate a little bit, but man, I'm listening now, rather than beating yourself up. So let the feelings of doubt and fear come up, but still do what you said you would do. This is really important. When you're scared and stuff, work really hard on doing the things that you said you would do anyway. One trick that I use is ask myself in the moments I don't want to do it. Like, say you don't want to do your plan. Say, well, today, can I just write the foods down? Can I just write what I'm grateful for today? Find something that can I just, that gets you in action. Because the moment you start taking some action, it's easier. Your brain stops fighting on doing it and it starts opening up to doing it. So you want to pick the easiest thing. And then you just decide, do I want to do any more than this? Maybe sometimes it's a no, but more times than not, can I just becomes the way to start the action and keep doing it. And then, like I said, y'all gonna have to celebrate everything, every single thing, because at some point, this shit ain't gonna be exciting anymore, and that's okay. I'm gonna tell you, a lot of you are just like, what? I'm here, bitches, I'm here, I've arrived. Well, let me just tell you, in about a month, you're not gonna like be busting in like the Kool-Aid man every day saying, I've arrived. You're gonna be just doing your shit. The newness wears off, it's supposed to. It's not supposed to be exciting the whole time. It's not supposed to be motivating the whole time. That's just the stuff that you get to experience every now and then. But the most important thing you need to work on is, I really want to practice being willing. I really want to practice being focused and persistent. Those are the things that we want. We want to be like, how can I set everything up to where I feel very willing to do it? How can I do things that allow me to have focus on where I'm going? And then how do I practice feeling persistent? What are the things I'm going to tell myself that says, you know, today, something a little bit better than I could do yesterday. That's persistency. So watching how you talk to yourself is what avoids all that burnout and keeps you moving forward. And you're going to learn a lot more about that in module 2 of No BS. So for now, the bottom line is this. Orientation. You're going to do orientation. You're going to mark all the lessons complete. Then you will get everything in the membership site opened up to you, but you're going straight to your No BS and you're going to do module 1. You're going to mark all the lessons complete and then you can get into the Facebook group, but I want you using that planner every single day. There is a rule inside the Facebook group when you go in. One of the creeds is I don't post shit if I haven't made my plan today. You are not allowed to talk in there if you haven't gotten out and tried to write down at least something on your plan. Don't go in there chit-chatting about everything and everybody and all the food you love and all that kind of stuff until you've actually made a plan. Once you made a plan, you have gained entrance. And then just start asking questions. You're going to have a ton of them. I promise you. I promise you. I'd be shocked if the person who applies themselves faithfully and fully doesn't ask 1,000 questions during her entire no BS journey. I'm just telling you, that's where it's at. So Q&A, every question's a good one. If anybody has a question, looks like Betsy has answered most of mine. Could you give me, Betsy? Oops, I'm trying to figure out how to get the screen to stop sharing. Here we go. All right, Betsy, give me the most common questions that I might need to say for this recording. And that way I'll say them out loud and that will help. Module one is inside No BS. So when you go to the website, pnptribe.com, and you finish your orientation and you mark all the lessons complete. If you don't mark the lessons complete, you're not going to see No BS. Then on the main screen, let me just show y'all the main screen. Hang on. Let me pull up the website. We'll do it that way. Okay, so when you're on the website, you are going to see, like, don't miss the kickoff call. We'll put a banner up there if there's things that we want you guys to know about. Welcome. It's me in an amazing Spanx black faux leather jacket. As you scroll down, start here, No BS orientation. So for all my current members, you will just click here. For all the new members, your membership defaults on orientation. You don't get to go anywhere else. But look at all this stuff you get once you finish that orientation. Isn't this tempting? Doesn't this just make you want to freaking finish your orientation? Then step two, lose weight. Start the No BS weight loss course. You will click here, and that will take you to the No BS weight loss course where all your lessons are sitting there ready for you. Couple other things that are on the main page that people are asking about. How do I order a planner? Scroll down the page. Order an OBS planner. How do I ask a coach a question? Scroll down the page. Ask a coach a question. How do I find the training calendar? Scroll down the page. This month's training calendar. Hey, what about that newsletter you're talking about? Scroll down and there it will be. And then there's tech and membership questions. If you have like tech questions, membership, website questions, we have frequently asked questions for you. Also, whether you're on your phone or on desktop, we have all of the things on your menu, but you don't get any of it until you finish your orientation. All right, let me stop the share again. Can you go deeper into what we do if we're afraid to get on the scale for the first weigh-in? Yes, you get on the scale while you're afraid. You teach your brain this key concept. I can do things even though I'm afraid. We're not here to feel better. You know what we're here to do? We're here to feel our actual emotions until we decide we don't want them anymore. Most of you are deciding you don't want them anymore before you felt them, so then you just stop weighing. Now what we're going to do is we're actually going to get on the scale and experience like overriding fear, and we're just going to weigh. And then when you weigh, I want you to decide how you're going to think about yourself. Remember your 12-year-old girl, whatever version of you you have, the only reason why you would be afraid to get on the scale is because she's going to be terrified and she's probably going to say awful things about you. That is the only place the fear is coming from. So what I want you to do, Angela, is I want you to just to tell yourself, it's okay. We're unlearning negative self-talk. I'm now working on this a little bit at a time. The reason why I want you guys to weigh in is because I don't want you avoiding working on the relationship with yourself. I want you to one day know where you started. so that one day when you're at your goal, you can appreciate where you started and you can appreciate all the things that you had to overcome all the way down. I love the 250-pound version of me. You know why? She had to work on her shit so much and she was so willing. Now, if you are just emotionally not ready, guys, like it's like if I tell you all that and you're like, still, I just don't think I can do it, then don't do it. But I want you to tell yourself reasons other than it's like there's no saying it's because it's hard, it's because it's bad, it's because of these things. It's none of that. What I want you to do is I want you to tell yourself the only reason I'm not doing it is because right now I know I'm going to think things about myself and I'm going to have to get to the point to where I can be with that. All right. In the stack tracker, does week one at the bottom mean the initial weight or the weight on Friday when I weigh in? Let me look. That would be the first weigh-in. So the beginning weight is at the top, and then week one, you're going to put your first weigh-in there. That's a good question. I'm a bit overwhelmed by the planner. Are these sample filled out worksheets to have ideas? No, but Tamara, here's what you can do. You can go ask people, what are you planning? Ask people to take a snapshot of what they broke down for the day. Do that in the Facebook group. If you join, I'll tell you what, why don't we do this for some of you guys? Somebody start a thread in Facebook. Tamara, can you tell me in the chat, are you in Facebook or no? Let's do this. Not yet. Okay. What we'll do is we will get some people. If I could get, Judith, I'll make you in charge of this. Get a few members who are willing to send some snapshots of their planner to us. Of varying varieties. And I want the daily 24, just do the 24 hour play. Just like find some members who have done different things who are willing to send us snapshots of them. And then let's in this video, let's put those graphics in there so that people have it. But for now, y'all also can be sharing in Facebook. We will do that. I'm not even sure I like in foods in particular. I've used food. When I plan, I'm feeling a little blank about what do I really want to eat. I have so many rules that I was supposed to follow. So those are the foods I know. I did get to the place of, no, I do not want to eat plain yogurt with cinnamon sprinkled fruit. That's a good start, Karen. Start with planning stuff that, here's the easiest way for all of you who are trapped in rules where it's like literally the only reason why it's hard to know what you want is because you have this one overwhelming thought of only these foods are going to help me or these are all bad foods. So it's hard for you to even know because if you think those foods are so bad or so out of control, it's hard to want them. Think about it. If your mindset around all those foods is terrible, it's hard to gin up some want to eat them. Even if you like could see yourself one day, like I know like at the end of the day, I know I like pizza, but it's hard for me to put it on there. So this is what I would do. If you know for sure, you can start with, I don't want to eat plain yogurt with cinnamon in frozen yogurt. What do you want instead? What could you let, like what could make that particular meal just a little bit more enticing to you? Maybe you want to drizzle some syrup on it or something. Who knows? But start with where you're at with your food and what are little tweaks you can make to your food. Where can we locate the official list of the accountability groups? We don't have an official list of accountability groups, Sherry. We don't keep a list because a lot of times people form their own and stuff like that. But what we do is once you guys, I believe you guys are going to be getting, I can't remember when we send this email out. It's very soon though. I know that you guys are going to be, the new people will all get an email talking about accountability groups and opening you up to be able to get in them. We're trying to stage you guys. So we're not just giving you everything all at one time, but there won't be an official list. What will happen is you'll request an accountability group and then we will match you with people. we take care of putting it all together for you. So what we do is we put you together with people. We give you like guidelines, like do these things. Here's how the best practices to set them up. Here's things that accountability groups have done in the past. And then you guys are rocking and rolling. For those of you who are having problems with Podcast Addict, I'm not 100% sure what's going on with Podcast Addict, but I do know that our tech team is working on it. So you may just want to email into support. I don't do the, thank God, I don't do the tech stuff anymore. But if you're having, like, Podcast Addict is an app somewhere else, email us in at support. I know they're actively working on trying to figure out a solution right now. Can you send the call link reminder a little earlier? I can't go directly to the website on Amazon Fire. Most times the email doesn't come from me about 10 minutes. So yeah, we can't right now. The current way that we, the thing that we send our emails won't let us pick the time we want to send. It's like, it's either 12 or it's like, I don't even remember the backup time, but it's either 45 minutes or an hour before. So, but we have just recently switched everything over where we're migrating our system to one where we can set the time. That's coming in the future. There's lots of things when it, there's lots of new features. Like if you want to be able to be texted when we're starting things, that's coming in a few months from now. Like we're working on that part now. So all of that's going on behind the scenes for you guys. I weigh in every day. Should I stop and only do it once? I would, it's up to you. I would only track it though once a week. So you're only going to do the worksheet and you're only going to track once a week. That's going to give you a better look at things. Daily self-care box on creating my ideal day. I'm not sure what to do there. That's a great question to ask inside the Facebook group. What do you want your daily self-care to be? My daily self-care is my journaling. If I don't clean my brain out every day, if I don't make a plan and write my goals down and stuff, I don't feel like I cared about my future and I don't care, feel like I cared about myself. Sometimes for me, my daily self-care is like today, I will tell you today I was wore out from, you know, the opening and everything. I did not feel like working out today. You know what I did? I took a light walk and called my mother. That felt like self-care today. Self-care is just easy things. But that's a good question to ask in the Facebook group because people will tell you, here's all the ways that I do self-care. I'm having old diet thinking cause fear and anxiety to get started. Like I need to have one more day or my last big meal. I don't understand. Like, tell me guys, why do you need one last big meal? Whatever you, here's what everybody wants, the last supper. Here's what you do. Whatever you want to plan today, I want you to plan it for every day this week. Everybody that's falling into last supper mentality, I want you to get your planner out and all those foods that you want to eat. I want them on your fucking plans for the rest of the week. Put it down there every day. That's shit. And then get used to eating it when you're hungry and stopping when you've had enough. The only reason why you want the last supper is because you've always done the last supper. This is not the same fucking diet you've always done. I'm not taking your food away, and neither are you. Nobody's taking anything away now. We're deciding. We're choosing. We're learning how to fucking like having a choice. Isn't it hilarious, though, when you think about it? We have so much fear and anxiety around like being able to do what we want to do. Most of you, that's what you want more than anything, and don't pull the trigger. Okay. Let's see. How do you wrestle with not feeling guilty for self-care? I often find myself having to wrestle taking care of my kids and family and taking care of myself. I know rationally I need to take care of myself first, but the squeaky wheel always gets the grease. Brandy, here's the thing. You are going to feel guilty in the beginning because you keep thinking it's wrong. But that's the only reason why you feel guilty. It's not for any other reason. It's not because it is wrong. So one of the things that I've been teaching is that self-care is just how you decide to do little bitty things for yourself that allow you to show up for all those people that you want with your best self rather than the worn out, ill-ass self. Don't overthink self-care, y'all. Self-care is not baths and manicures and girls' weekends. That's one version. A lot of self-care is just stopping when you've had enough food rather than keeping on eating. That's how you can prioritize yourself. You can prioritize yourself in so many ways that does not require anybody else. It doesn't require your time. It doesn't require your money. It requires a change in your thinking. Me laying out 3 bottles of water on my desk because I've got calls until 3:30 today was self-care. So that I would drink them and I wouldn't end my day dehydrated. That's self-care. It's not complicated. Don't make it complicated. All right. Let's wrap it up. Let's not coach today. And that way this video is nice and clean. It's already gone really long. So it's going to be, I know a lot of people don't want to listen to hour and 20 minute calls. Let me tell you the schedule for this week so that you guys will know when to find things. Now, let's all remember, I'm going to read off when we're doing things this week. Your job is to do the very first thing, which is let me decide which things I would like to attend and which ones I don't want to attend, which ones I don't give a shit about. Tomorrow night, we have the No BS Module 1 worksheet call with Coach MJ. This will be at 5 p.m. Central Time. Everything is always in Central Time because that's where I live. You can bring your worksheets. You can print them off. You can ask questions. She's going to go over them. She's going to explain them. And she's going to coach. On, let's see, Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. Central Time, you have me coaching on the No BS Module 1. So I'm going to be coaching people on the basics on Wednesday, which means, like, pretend that Miss Betsy's video was on. I won't see you. You won't see me until I call on someone. The only person that will be seen will be me and Betsy, and we would have a conversation around the basics. So Wednesday's coaching is with me for about an hour and a half, and it's all about, you know, hunger. It's all about planning, following your plan, making it doable, all those things. Then at 5 p.m. that same day on Wednesday at Central Time, we have a special series running right now called Anti-Bias Training 101 for Mothers of Kids with Color. This is session 3 where they're going to talk about racial identity. So if you want to come to that call, you're welcome to it. All the replays will go into the bonus courses. We are collecting this as a 4-week program, a little series for people. On Thursday, September 24th at 5 p.m., we have what's called Open Coaches Hours. That means you don't have to do anything but come and raise your hand. And for 2 hours, Coach Kathy will be coaching anybody who wants coaching on anything. There's no topics. There's no themes. It's just, I need to get coached. On Saturday, 9 a.m., inside the Facebook group will be the No BS Q&A. It will be with me, and I will be there answering all kinds of questions of stuff that's come up throughout the week. Again, every call is recorded. Every call goes into your private member podcast, and every call goes into video replays. You can pick the ones you want to attend, and you can skip the ones that you don't want. And if you can't go to any of them live, guess what? Don't go to any of them live. Just look and see which ones you want to do. Okay, y'all, time to get started. It's not time to get serious. It's not time to take your food away, and it's not time to Last Supper it. It's time to, for the first time in your life, please enjoy your weight loss. Enjoy trying new things, new thoughts. Make it easy on yourself the first week. What is the easiest way for you to get started this week? That's all you got to do. And if you're looking for these times, just go to pnptribe.com, log in. There's a button called Training Calendar. Everything will be right there for you. All right, let's do it, y'all. Bye, y'all.